Monumental change is one way to describe the reform taking place in healthcare right now as the result of the Affordable Care Act. How that change is impacting Alaska was one focus of the State of Reform Health Policy Conference today in downtown Anchorage. The consensus is that there is still a lot of uncertainty surrounding a law that will be fully implemented in a little more than a year. APRN's Annie Feit reports.
There were a lot of unpleasant metaphors flying around during the opening panel discussion. Bullets were being dodged, frogs were slowly being boiled in hot water, and people were trying to get a sip of water from a fire hose. But for Jeff Davis, president of Primera Blue Cross Blue Shield in Alaska, it all added up to one thing.
Quit whining, glass is half full, get to work for the people you serve.
That's the pep talk Davis's wife gave him in the months after the Affordable Care Act passed. She was tired of hearing him complain about how the law would play out in Alaska. Davis took that advice to heart, and Primera is working to make the law work in the state. But Davis does have concerns about how it will affect Alaska.
Our actuaries have just looked and refreshed an analysis of what we think the impact will be on premiums in the individual market. And it's staggering.
Davis says on average, the cost of an individual health insurance policy will go up 30% to 80%. That's partly because the law requires plans to offer better benefits. But he says while some people will pay a lot more for health insurance, others will pay a lot less. With federal subsidies, some Alaskans could see a 70% decrease in the price of their premiums starting January 1st, 2014. Leading up to that date, there are a lot of decisions for employers, insurers, hospitals, and state government to make. Jeff Davis is a big advocate for the state taking a stronger role in implementing the ACA instead of leaving decisions to the federal government.
Within that framework of the Affordable Care Act, there are decisions that are left to states. And we have believed from the beginning that we as Alaskans can make better decisions as to what will serve Alaskans and create a sustainable healthcare system than someone in Baltimore can. And it's the inability to have those conversations and to make those decisions now that really concern us.
Governor Sean Parnell has been a vocal opponent of the Affordable Care Act, and the state legislature has not been very publicly engaged in how the law will work in Alaska. Jennifer Bundy Cobb is vice president of the Wilson Agency, a consulting group that advises employers on health benefits. She had this message for state politicians.
This is happening. That whether regardless of the side of the aisle that you sit on, the train's left the station, and we are facing reform, and we have to do things to make it work. We don't have a choice.
Bundy Cobb says the employers she works with are anxious about the coming changes in healthcare, but are having a hard time planning for those changes because there's so little information coming from the state and federal government. Jason Godey is Alaska's regional manager for ODS, an insurance company that has a growing presence in the state. ODS works in Oregon, Washington, and Alaska. And Godey says Alaska is far behind both states in planning for the Affordable Care Act.
I think the state of Alaska, where it's suffering right now in terms of healthcare reform, is that there doesn't seem to be a plan in place. I think people need to stand up and be leaders in this debate and get our state government on board, because what we don't want to have happen is to have all of this hit in 2014 and the state isn't ready for it.
Godey says the state needs to stop studying the Affordable Care Act and start working to implement it. Whether the State of Reform Conference will help make that case is unclear. State lawmakers from both sides of the aisle participated in panel discussions at the conference, but representatives from the Parnell administration did not. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.
Governor Parnell's spokesperson Sharon Lehaus says the Affordable Care Act is complicated and costly. She says the state hasn't missed any deadlines for implementing the law.